Now, in Iraq, some former enemies of the United States have been changing sides. And we'll go next to Baghdad, where some alliances are shifting. Sunni militants in the Amirian neighborhood are now fighting on the same side as the American and Iraqi government forces. It's because they're fighting a common enemy. The former insurgents are helping to kill or capture al-Qaeda fighters who just weeks ago were their allies. NPR's Jamie Terabay recently sat down with one of the former insurgents in Amiria, and she filed this report.
He calls himself Saad Abu al-Abd. He's a slightly built man, short, neat hair and mustache. The only man not in uniform at a recent joint operations meeting between Iraqi and American soldiers working in Amiria. Sweating in an air-conditioned office, the soldiers go through a list of suspected al-Qaeda members still at large. This former Sunni insurgent smiles and says one of those men was killed last week. Another was captured and handed over to the Iraqi army. Everyone is relaxed, glad the ranks of the enemy are thinning. The atmosphere is friendly. Later, sitting with only a reporter, a U.S. soldier and his interpreter in the room, Abu al-Abd says he used to work as an intelligence officer in Saddam Hussein's army. Like a million other Iraqi soldiers, Abu al-Abd found himself unemployed in 2003 when Paul Bremer, the American viceroy at the time, dissolved the Iraqi army.
I went to work with my father. He had a photo studio. We had bakeries.
The stores were in Mansour, once an upscale part of Baghdad that has now been overrun by sectarian militias. Abu al-Abd says the Mahdi army, the militia loyal to Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr, stole the family businesses. He says he started fighting the Mahdi army after four of his brothers were killed by the Shiite militiamen.
This isn't the way we were raised. If they're bad, that doesn't mean we behave like them. I killed Mahdi army. I didn't kill Shiites. I killed people who killed innocents and people who expelled people from their homes.
While he's determined to battle Shiite militiamen over the last remaining mixed neighborhoods in West Baghdad, Abu al-Abd says that fight has to be put off for now. Today, he is preoccupied with ridding Amriya of al-Qaeda.
I believe the cause of all the problems in Iraq right now is al-Qaeda. They threatened the Sunnis, told them not to vote, so they didn't enter the political process. It allowed other people to take power, take charge of the security forces. It all goes back to al-Qaeda.
Abu al-Abd claims he has about 100 men operating as a neighborhood watch in Amiria, weeding out alleged al-Qaeda operatives. Employing past skills, he provides intelligence to the U.S. and Iraqi army forces working in this area. But relying on Abu al-Abd's help is a risky gambit for U.S. forces, says Captain Peter Salewski, intelligence officer for the 15 Cavalry operating in Amiria. The new alliance may be used to settle old scores.
How sure can you be that you're not just picking off guys that they want to get rid of in their own little fight for supremacy in the region?
We cannot be positive, obviously, and we cannot take account every single fighter. We have to accept a certain amount of risk. Can there possibly be a void that could be filled with some of these guys fighting each other off? Yes. However, we'll let that, kind of come to fruition over time.
Once he and his men have rid Amriya of al-Qaeda, Abu al-Abd plans to go back to fighting the Mahdi army. He knows the Iraqi security forces that he's currently cooperating with are filled with Shiites loyal to the Mahdi army. He looks at the American soldier standing in the room and speaks through an interpreter.
My strength right now is dependent on the coalition forces being here. So right now, I'm not afraid of the Mahdi army.
When asked if he's afraid of the day the U.S. forces leave, he answers in plain English, yes. Jamie Tarabay, NPR News, Baghdad.